It's time to talk basketball now. And what about Melbourne United? They just went down to the Perth Wildcats at home last night. Once again, it was Bryce Cotton, the superstar guard for the Wildcats, that won his side another game. And we're now joined by the assistant coach of Melbourne United, Justin Schuler. Good morning to you, Justin. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. How are you?
Well, good, thanks, mate. What about that last night? You probably deserved to win that match. You had your opportunity, but once again, Bryce Cotton comes to the rescue for the Wildcats.
It's been a little bit of a theme for us this year. We feel like probably every game we've been in to date, including the NBA ones, we had a chance to win. Disappointing way to lose for sure when we felt not too far out from that. We're up 8 and pretty much in control, and they made some pretty big plays, and that last possession we thought we had some reasonable coverage on it, but to lose on a bank shot like that, it's a tough one to swallow.
Down the stretch, how do you analyse the game with your players? What do you think that you need to do better so that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, I guess we've been in a constant process of just trying to get better every game, and with guys in and out and roster changes, that's been a little bit more difficult than probably what we would have liked. And, when we're reviewing the tape and we're about to go into film now, but when you're looking at it, it's like for the bulk of the time, we felt pretty good about how challenging we made their shooting. Whether we could have done a little bit more on the ball screen coverage with Cotton is something we'll look at. But looking back at the other way, just execution in key plays and just putting that scoreboard pressure and making their guys have to get through some stuff is something we probably will look at and wish we did a little bit more.
Tough start to the season, no Barlow and no Praith, the two of your star players there, and then you have to travel over to the States. How difficult has it been, and how important is it that you get through this tough period right now?
Yeah, I guess we haven't looked at it as a difficult period, more of an outstanding opportunity. And for us, it's been a great thing for us to test ourselves against the best in the world and actually make ourselves realise we're going to be okay with this thing once we get a full 40 minutes together. And I guess that's where we sit right now, is that's the main goal through this stretch, is let's get our consistency going, play a good 40 minutes of basketball, and then we feel we're in pretty good shape against whoever we face in the league.
You went over to America to take on a couple of star NBA sides, including the favourites for the NBA title this season, upcoming season, in the Clippers. What did your organisation learn from that experience?
Oh, it was outstanding them and also Sacramento, I think, are a team on the rise. And just seeing how they went about, for the extended period of 48 minutes in that one, just being able to push score lines out and bring score lines back so quick. And against the Clippers, we had a great opportunity to talk to Doc Rivers after the game and kind of quizzed him about what he saw of us and where they're heading and the challenges that they face as well. And what we realised is it's all pretty similar. It doesn't matter what league you're in.
And what did Doc say? It must have been an interesting chat, because he's been able to recruit a couple of superstars over the preseason this year for LA, and he's had success in the NBA before. What did he say about your club, first of all, and his expectations for the Clippers coming up?
It was probably the stuff we kind of knew. Like, he was really impressed with our ball movement and how we're able to get multiple guys involved in any given possession. And then ultimately, being able to stay in front of the ball and against elite athletes was probably the thing that we've got to continue to get better. And you look at last night and that shot going down, it's probably a premonition that he saw. But that's where we want to be, and that was just great to hear. That he was praising how well we do move it, and because we want to be a team that shares the ball and has anyone on any given night being the major contributor. And I guess when he was talking about his season, was a challenge of kind of the same as what we've faced. They've had injuries and guys in and out of roster, and just getting that continuity so that you're peaking at the right time of the year down the tail end of the season.
Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, a couple of handy recruits for Doc to look forward to coaching this season. But back to United, talking about star recruits, how far away is Prather, Casey Prather, one of the best players in the competition, and also David Barlow?
Yeah, so it was good to have Dave back last night. Obviously, like him, he'll be better for that run for sure. He had some really good moments and some moments that we know once he's got full game fitness back that he'll be better for it. Casey's progressing pretty well. We're hopeful for this weekend, but it's probably more likely that the weekend after at this stage. So, yeah, like, he's taking control of his rehab as best as he can, and, yeah, we're looking forward to getting our full squad together as soon as possible.
You take on the Breakers this weekend and then head to Cairns on Monday. You must be looking forward to that challenge, especially the Breakers. I had a look at some vision of their first home game against the Kings there the other night, and they packed out that joint in Auckland. RJ Hampton, of course, one of their star recruits. So they will provide a big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. I think the league's going to be that way all year. I don't think there's a cupcake game in the league. You know, it's a really exciting prospect every week when you're coming up to that challenge that you see. And the good thing about New Zealand is they've been on a bit of a similar schedule to us. You know, like, they've only had two games in the regular season because they went on their NBA trip. And I think it'll be a pretty even sort of showing on how we both fare from that extra travel.
Great to see you guys back at home. It was a thriller match. It was a thrilling match there last night against your arch rivals, really, in the Perth Wildcats. And we can't wait to see you guys back in action at home on Saturday against the Breakers. We appreciate your time, Justin, and the best of luck for the rest of the season.
No worries. Appreciate it.